That's because the other...
And it's on.
Okay. Catherine, I'm going to go as far back as I can with your grandparents. And if you can remember where they grew up, your grandparents, that goes back a while.
No, my grandparents on my father's side, I didn't know them.
Didn't know them, okay.
And on my mother's side, I knew where they lived, but I don't know anything about them growing up.
Okay. Do you know where they came from? Do you know,
No, I think my grandmother came from Savannah. I don't know where the grandfather came from.
Okay, all right. And was that grandmother that you think came from Savannah, was that your mother or your father's side?
My mother.
Mother's side, okay. Did you know them at all? Did you spend time? Okay.
Yes.
Did you ever hear either of them or both of them comment about the Civil War?
No.
Okay. How about slavery?
No, I don't think neither one was in slavery.
Okay. Did they comment about their family life? Is there anything you learned from listening to them about their lives, about their families?
No.
Okay. Were you very close to them?
They lived in Melbourne, Florida, if you know where that is, and I lived here in Fernandina.
Okay. Were you with them very often? Did you see them very often, or did they come?
Yes, visit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about them?
But they never talk about their background.
Okay. What do you remember about them? Were they strict with you kids, or did they have fun with you? What kind of memories do you have about your grandparents?
Well, they were real nice.
Nice people. Mm-hmm. Did they bring things to you when they came over?
No, not exactly.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. What can you tell me about them at all? Anything that you
I
can...
I don't know too much about their background.
Yeah, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Either side, your mother's parents or your...
My father's.
Your father's parents. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's a... Don't worry
now,
about...
I think Alfreda told you something about my father. His name was, I don't know if she gave you his name or not, Oscar Danbury, by the boat building.
Yes. Now, did he build...
I talked with her today.
Yeah, okay. Did he build a boat for your husband?
No.
Okay.
And then I don't think you want that anyway, because... He was a white Spaniard. My father was white.
Okay.
And so you're looking up black history.
Well, that's okay, but that's important too, because let me give you an example. Way back in the middle 1800s, the blacks and the Seminoles lived together and married and had children, and they fought. They fought together against the whites and against the U.S. Army and so forth. I don't mind that at all.
Mm-hmm.
They
go back.
Well, now, which gentleman was of Spanish descent, or was white?
He was. My father was a Spaniard.
Your father was a Spaniard. Mm-hmm. Okay. Was he first generation here? Did he come over from Spain, or?
Yeah, his mother and father came over.
Okay.
From Spain. Now, whether he came with them or he born here. I do not know.
That's okay.
I was about 6 years old when he died, so I don't know too much.
Well, that's one of the reasons why you have no recollection of him, really. I'm the same way. I never knew my grandparents at all, but on the other hand, when you talk to some people, they know their grandparents, they had fun with them, they went out fishing with them, and those kinds of things. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you have a question you wanted to ask, honey? Okay.
No, just whether or not you knew, remembered anything about the boat building. That was interesting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
His mother and father had a home down in Old Town.
Okay.
And I think they died when he was a young boy. Okay. He was oldest one.
Okay.
Oldest in the only one in the family. And some white family raised him, and I never had been able to find that out.
Okay.
And then he married my mother.
Okay.
And he built boats right on the outside of the syrup boats.
Okay, all right. Well, as long as we're into your mother and father, that's fine. There isn't anything we've forgotten that you could tell me about your grandparents. Although you didn't know them, did you ever hear anything about them? Were too young.
Too young.
Yeah, okay.
Did they come from Spain? Do you mind my asking
you?
They did come directly from Spain.
His mother and father did.
Yes, and he was born here, right?
That's what I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
I
know
see.
Whether he was born here or not.
Okay, I see. Okay, all right.
Well, I did contact some Danburgs. I happened to read it in the paper in their Abbey, and she wrote something in there, and she signed her name, Danburg, and had her address. Well, I did try to contact her, but I think they found out that he married a black lady.
I see.
So they don't seem to want to be bothered.
I see. Well, that's a shame. That's too bad. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah. Because black and white marries one day.
Why, sure. We see that all the time. Okay. Your mother was from around here, is that right?
Yes.
She was from Fernandina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know when they were married?
No, I don't.
Yeah, roughly, any idea, early 1900s? Okay.
Well, I was born in 1916.
Okay.
So I guess they must have married, I don't know, earlier from that, maybe a year.
Yeah, we'll come back to that, but are you one of how many children?
Three by my father.
Three by your father, okay. So it's probably pretty safe to say maybe they were married in the very early 1900s. You were born in 1916. Yeah, okay.
Did they both live in Old Town?
Uh-huh.
That's how they met?
No. He lived in Old Town. My mother, they came from Chester. Have you heard of this little town right across the river there?
Okay, sure.
Chester, Florida. Yeah,
okay.
That's where her family and
okay.
born over there.
Do you know how they met?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Never asked my mother.
Okay. Your dad was a boat builder then.
Uh-huh.
That's for sure. Did he do that most of his life or all of his life?
That was his trade.
I see. He would build a boat and sell it to someone or?
Well, people used to get him to build shrimp boats.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did he repair boats as well?
No, he built them.
He just built them. Okay. All right.
Else.
Okay. How about your mother? What did she do other than being a housewife? Did she do anything outside the house?
Always has been a housewife.
Okay. Well, that's great. Did you ever hear your mother and dad talk about race relations? Did they ever discuss, were they concerned about any racial problems in the community, or
no.
did they?
They never had that, not wrong for
me. Yeah, okay.
Of course, my father died in 1924.
Okay, so you were, 8 years old when your dad died then, were you? Yeah, okay. How was your father educated, do you know?
I think he died in 24, somewhere like,
okay.
It was 22 or 24.
You were 7 or 8 years old when he died,
then.
So you really didn't know your father
No.
Okay. Do you know what kind of education your mother and father had?
My father?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, the people that raised him after his mother and father died, he went off to college, and he had this trade. He took up the trade of building.
Okay. Shipbuilding, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know where he went to college?
Yeah.
No. Okay. How about your mother? What do you know about her education?
No, I think only high school.
Did she graduate from Peck, perhaps, or was...
No, she's too... grew up in Chester.
Oh, that's in Chester,
yeah.
Okay.
They have a school over there.
Okay, all right, okay. Did you used to go to Chester once in a while to visit Your mother's people over there? Did you?
They moved.
They moved.
I guess they moved before I was born.
Okay. Well, there wasn't any real reason.
The whole family moved down to Melbourne.
I see. So. Okay. You didn't have any friends in Chester then?
No, they were gone.
No. Okay. Okay. Was anyone in either your father's family or your mother's family in the military? Do you know?
No.
World War I came along about the time you were born, 1914 to 1918. Your dad obviously didn't go. He was here building boats. But did you know anybody who was in World War I?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can you... tell me a little bit about the memories you have of your father and your mother. You know, for example, sometimes children are much more fond of a mother or the father. You know, maybe the mother was too strict or the father would. Can you talk a little bit about?
No, I think my father was, he was very fond of me.
I can
but,
understand.
You know, by being small, I wouldn't, you know, know too much about
okay.
it.
Okay. Did you used to do things with
and
you?
Then my mother didn't raise me.
Oh, okay. Well, now, did I miss something? Who?
I had an aunt raise me.
Okay. Why was that? Can you talk about that?
Well, when my father died, we all moved to Melbourne with her mother and father.
Okay.
I came back to Ferndina to spend a couple of weeks with my aunt, and I never went back.
I see. So she must have been a lovely person.
Well, yeah. she only had one child, and he was a boy, so I just stayed with her.
She had room in the house, yeah. And was that a happy time for you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, in effect, she really was your mother, because until you left home to get married, or whatever, that was your home, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Can you think about any fun times that you had in that house with your aunt and her son?
What do you mean?
Well, did you go swimming or did you get in mischief together or no?
No.
You were a pretty good child.
Just went to school.
Okay.
Back home.
Okay. All right. Okay. How about church? Where did you folks go to church?
Right here.
Right,
First Baptist.
First Baptist Church? Mm-hmm. That's the one over here that's being reworked now.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the church I belong to.
Uh-huh. Can you remember anything about your church days? Was it the pastor a fun person? Or?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Did you go to Sunday school?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
To my aunt, maybe go to some school.
Sound like
and
was,
church.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like she was a good
strict.
Person. Yeah,
very strict.
But a good person.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Did she ever talk to you about the Civil War or Reconstruction or slavery or any of those kinds of things that that impacted good black people back in those days? Okay. Did she have any fears about? You know, did she caution you about this or about that? Was she concerned about the policeman? You know, was she worried about things that you know of?
No, not as I know of.
Okay. Was she married?
Oh, yes.
And he had a job, so there was adequate money to buy food
yes.
and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. When you were sick, how did you receive health care? There wasn't a hospital here in those days when you were a youngster, was there, or was there?
No, but it was a very good doctor here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would he come to the house?
Yes.
Okay.
To the house.
Okay. And sometimes you may have gone to his office. And
who was that?
His name was Dr. Umphrey.
Is that the one they named the hospital after?
Yeah, the hospital out there on
okay.
14th Street.
Yeah, 14th
yeah,
Street.
It was named after him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, I've heard about him, and it sounds like he was a fine gentleman. Did anybody in your aunt's house or that you know of, you were close to, keep a diary?
No, sir, no.
No, no? Okay. This is one of the reasons for oral history is because so many times people didn't write things down, and unless they come out of your head and you remember them, they're lost, and that's what's That's what's so important about this. Can you tell us about the kids you played with, and where did you go to play, and did kids come to your house?
Well, way back in those days, you just only visit.
Okay.
You know, maybe like on Sundays.
Okay.
Like if you went to Sunday school, you may visit some of your friends,
okay,
like that. But during the week, you had to get your lesson out.
Okay. Did you have chores that you had to do too? I guess you did, didn't
well,
you?
Well, yes. When you come in, you either had to wash the dishes or do things around the house.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you have pets? Dogs
no.
or cats?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you really didn't see your school chums other than on weekends?
Well, at schools and at
yeah.
weekends,
uh-huh.
like that.
Uh-huh. Would you go and visit a child in their home? Would they come to visit you in your aunt's home?
Well, yes.
Yeah,
they
okay.
visit me and I visit them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have boyfriends in those days?
Well, social friends.
Social friends, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't allowed to be too close to boyfriends.
Okay, all right. How far away from home were you allowed to go on... You probably played out in front of your house on school night, so didn't you, after you'd done your lessons?
Yes,
were you
different ones,
how,
yeah.
Did your aunt caution you about not going too far? Or?
Well, we stayed right around.
Right, so she could see you. You would hear her.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. Did anyone in that family play an instrument in the house?
No.
See, you have a piano here. Do you play?
No, my daughter.
Okay, okay. So nobody, when you were young, played an instrument. Did you ever sing songs in the house, or when you were all on a rainy day?
Did no, you? Not as I know of that. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, on a rainy day in the house, what did you do? And you couldn't get outside?
I don't know. I guess way back then we had a radio.
Okay.
You sit down and listen to the radio.
Okay. As far back as you can remember, did you always have electricity?
Yes.
Okay. I think electricity came to Fernandina around the turn of the century, and you were born in 1916, so you really don't remember life without electricity.
No, I don't.
Okay, okay. Did all of the friends that you had around, did they all have electricity?
Yes, just about
yeah.
all of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about telephones? Did you have a telephone?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you use the telephone yourself when you were a child? Were you allowed to call up Grace or Jenny or George or?
Oh yes, you could call.
Okay, mm-hmm. And they'd call you. Okay. Did you have favorite songs?
No, not particularly.
No, not really.
No.
Did you know any poetry?
I can't sing.
Can't sing.
So I didn't have.
Yeah, we were talking to Jackie Delaney the other day, and we asked him about poetry. Well, he spouted out 5 or 6 poems that he knew
uh-huh.
by heart. And okay, did you have a nickname?
No.
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 It's called you Catherine. Didn't
That's
call
right.
you Cat or anything.
No, I'm Catherine.
Okay. All right. Can you talk a little bit about Fernandina as a community? What things do you remember that were interesting about Fernandina when you were a young lady? Were the, was your street paved?
No, not all of them. Because this one right out here was a dirt street.
Okay.
It was a dirt street when I built this house.
Okay.
It was a dirt street.
How about your aunt's house? Was that on a paved street?
No, it was a dirt street.
Was it a dirt street?
Most all the streets back was dirt streets except 8th Street.
I see. Okay. Did you know much about Old Town, or did you live in Old Town at all?
Only the length of town when my father died, I left Old Town, so I don't know anything
okay.
more about Old Town.
Okay. Okay. Did he die a natural death, or was he injured, or?
No, he's by being a boat builder, he stuck a nail in his foot.
Oh, got infected.
And blood poisoning.
Oh, gracious me. How old was he when he died, roughly?
Really, I don't know.
Yeah, was he an old man or a younger man? Or?
I think he was kind of middle aged.
Yeah.
I think he was in his upper 50s.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. tragic, isn't it?
Was he quite a bit older than your mother when they married then?
I think he was.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Were babies born at home in those days when you were
they all? They had midwives.
Had midwives. Was the midwife close by?
I really don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Did you ever see a child born in your house or someone's house?
No.
Were you the oldest or the youngest?
Oldest.
Oldest, okay. And your aunt had one son. Was he younger than you were?
No, older.
Older, okay. How many years older? Just a few or a lot?
I couldn't have been too much.
Because he was a buddy for you.
About 4 years old.
Same, so you were in the same age bracket. You could play together okay. Did your family, when you were living with your father and mother, or when you were living with your aunt, did folks keep money in the bank, or did they keep it at home? Do you know?
Well, my father had a bank account.
Did he have a bank account? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't know about other people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of folks that we've talked to, one person we interviewed said, my father kept his money at home because he didn't think it was anybody's business as to how much money he was making, so he kept it at home. But your father had a bank account.
Yeah, my father had a bank account.
That's quite logical because he built boats and he had to buy parts and all
that. Had to buy lumber and stuff.
Yeah, so he needed a bank account, okay. If someone was very sick in your aunt's home, or you were very sick, or someone in your family or a neighbor was very sick, did they go to a hospital in Jacksonville, or did they receive treatment at home?
Well, if they had a way of getting over there. Now, this doctor I told you about, Dr. Autry, I was sick one time, and he took me to the hospital. He carried me over there.
To Woodby Brewster?
Used to be Brewster in Jacksonville.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Boy, that was probably...
And then he came back and picked me up.
Okay. Well, he sounded like a wonderful person.
He was a real nice doctor.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
If he liked you, he'd do anything he could for you.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Yeah. Did he live to a ripe old age?
Yes.
Did he?
Yeah,
uh-huh. See, I've heard so many good things about him. It's not surprising to hear that. Was your aunt happy in this community? Was she?
Well, yes.
Yeah, she was happy here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. When you did live with your father and your mother, did they own their own home? Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, they did?
Yeah, they
okay.
You see, the home he owned was his mother and father's home.
I see. Okay.
So we owned the home.
Okay. All right.
He owned a lot of property in Old Town.
Okay. Okay. He sounds like a wonderful person. Did you have a lot of home medicine, special things your aunt would give you for coughs or
Well, way back there, people used to use home remedies.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Can you describe any of them? Were they nasty tasting? They taste good? Or did they work?
Yes, I imagine it did work. But, you know... way back then, people didn't have a whole lot of money to be buying us, so they just used home remedies.
So they
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
How are you? They made them up themselves out of materials.
Yeah, different things like honey and
yeah.
I know when my my son, he used to have something like asthma when he was a baby.
Okay.
And she used all these home remedies.
Okay.
Like Tala. You know what Tala is?
No. T-A-L-A? You don't
Tala,
know?
Tala is cooked from the fat off of beef.
Oh, okay.
You fry it out and you get it something like lard.
Okay.
It's called Tala. And she would mix that with mentholatum and something. You know,
okay,
the babies,
sure.
They rub babies with that. It's, and
that's kind of like my mother used to make
like
mustard
plaster
plasters.
Or,
stick it on your chest when you had a cold, and okay.
That's what she used to do.
Sassafras tea, and
they
grew different teas.
Mm-hmm.
That was called Tala.
Yeah.
You would spell it maybe T-A-L-A?
T-A-L-L-O-W, I think.
Tallow, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
You get the fat.
Yeah,
and
the
you
fat.
Fry,
okay.
Fry it out.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then it
and
makes,
use the fat and mix it
grease,
with menthol.
Melt
okay.
menthol in them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Was there anything?
That's a homemade Vicks, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there anything like vitamins back in those days?
Yes, I know.
No, just eat your greens and
that's right.
eat the fruit and stuff like that. Okay, all right.
Did you grow your own things? Did you have gardens?
Yes, my uncle did.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Did you work in the garden?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
You were lucky then, weren't you? Okay. When people in your family or your aunt's family died, where were they buried?
Right here in Fernandina.
Bosco Bello,
uh-huh.
pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
None of the cemeteries down in Franklintown or any
no,
of those.
No,
they're
no,
all
no.
okay.
All out this
okay.
way.
Did you know that area down there, Franklintown or the Harrison Plantation?
No. I had heard about it, but really, I don't know too much about
okay.
it.
Okay. Did you ever go swimming with the kids up in Old Town?
I can't swim.
You can't swim? You didn't like to paddle around?
Huh? Okay, excuse
ahead.
Me
we'll
just
turn
a minute.
It off. The, all the people you know were buried in Bosco Bello, and you didn't get a chance to
now
go.
My grandmother and grandfather's buried out in Chester.
Oh, I see. Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
They brought them back.
Yeah, well, that makes sense,
from
too, doesn't it? Okay.
Is your mother still living?
No, my mother's dead.
Is she buried down in Melbourne then? Didn't she? Didn't you say she went to
my
Melbourne?
Mother, my mother remarried.
Okay.
And she lived in Tampa.
Okay.
She's buried in Tampa.
Okay.
By her husband.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that part of your life is really, you don't know too much about it because Tampa's a long way, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I used to visit her.
Did you?
After I was grown, I would visit.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Half brothers
uh-huh.
and sisters?
It was seven of us.
Oh,
but
my.
Just three by my father.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
the rest by...
Did you get to know them at all?
Oh, yes, I know them.
You did. Mm-hmm. So that even though they lived in Tampa, you did get to see each other once in a while.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. My,
I'm right back. I'm thinking being home.
Okay. I have a brother here. He's in a home. I have him in a home.
Mm-hmm.
Out on Atlantic Avenue.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he's by my stepfather.
Okay.
He's not.
Okay.
But after my mother died, and then his sister took him, and
okay.
then but about 10 years, and uh-huh. then she died, so failed to me, I had to take him.
I see, okay.
But I couldn't handle him.
Is he older than you?
No.
He'd be younger.
Younger.
He's young.
Yeah.
He's the youngest one
okay.
out of the family. He's 65.
I see, okay.
Well, I'm a little confused, if I could just for clarification.
Sure.
You moved to Melbourne. Were you with your mother when she remarried, or did you come back here before?
No, I was back here.
You were back here before, so mm-hmm. you didn't really live with your mother.
No time, no.
For during the second marriage?
The longest I lived with my mother was when she was married to my father.
Yeah.
I see.
And
okay.
Okay.
See, when he died, I went to Melbourne, stayed with my grandmother and grandfather.
Okay.
Then I came back. Then when she moved there, I came back here.
Yes.
To visit.
Yes, and then stayed.
And stayed.
Yeah. I wanted to pick up again. You mentioned that your father was Spanish and was white. And your mother, of course, was African American. Did this create problems for you? Did
No, my mother was very light skin.
Okay. Okay.
And you see, Spaniards are—they're not really
olive color
yeah, uh-huh.
complexion anyway.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
yeah. There's no reason why there should have been a problem, but I was just curious whether or not this...
Well, except the era sometimes would have affected,
yeah.
but what we're finding...
Well, here in Fernandina, they mixed.
Yes.
That's what we're finding.
Tell us a little
here.
Bit about that.
Well, you take Alfreda up there.
Uh-huh.
She has a white background.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah she mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And how about the community? Did when you were playing at school, did you play with white children and black children? And were there any problems there?
Well, when I was going to school, the school was all black.
All black, okay. Did you have a...
But when the short time that I lived there in Old Town. We all played together.
Okay.
The white and black. They didn't make no distinction.
I think that's wonderful.
Was that true on the other side of the marsh, too, when you got to the city side of the marsh, not in Old Town? Did the kids mix as well there? Because you didn't always live on in Old Town, I take it. Was the boardwalk still there when you were a child on 3rd Street? Did you come into town here?
On a boardwalk.
Over the boardwalk from Old Town?
14th, it didn't have 14th Street. That mm-hmm. was just woods.
Okay.
It was just like you go down 8th Street. And you hit the mill.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was marsh. That was a road through. That's the way we went to.
Okay, so you didn't have to take a boardwalk across. Some people have been telling us there was a boardwalk on 3rd Street that they walked across to get into town.
You don't remember
that?
From
Old Town. I don't remember that.
Yeah, okay.
You're too young to remember that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Where the mill is down there, my father had a boathouse where mm-hmm. he used to build boats,
okay.
and the train used to bring in his lumber
okay.
to the boathouse.
Okay.
But he had help, you know, he
sure.
hired help
yeah.
to help.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then after, I don't know what caused him to close down the boathouse, but then he started building houses, building boats right on the outside, because we had owned a lot of property.
I see.
And if you ever been down in Old Town, you know where the it's a boat ramp.
Yes.
Where yeah. a bridge go across.
Yes, mm-hmm. right, yeah.
Well, see, we owned it all in. All the way. So when he built the boat, all he had to do is just shove it off into the river.
Into the water, okay.
What happened to all of that property?
My mother went to Melbourne, and that was the end of it. That was the end of the property. And I wasn't old enough to hold on to it, because
uh-huh.
I wasn't but by.
She sold it, I guess.
No,
just yeah. lost it for
lost
lack
it.
Of paying taxes
oh,
or something.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And people bought it in.
I see,
yeah.
I see. I've heard people talk about 2nd and 3rd Street in town was not a nice part of town, the prostitutes and things like that down in that part of, do you remember
no,
people talking about?
I've heard people talk about
but
that,
you,
but
you,
not, no. So
were there
we weren't allowed to go down in that section.
I see, okay. Did you know much about Fernandina, even though you couldn't go down there? I mean, did you know what kind of community you lived in? Was it a happy community? Was it?
Oh, yes, because I live right.
Yeah.
My aunt's house is right there.
Okay.
Right over there.
Okay. All right.
And that's where I live.
Okay.
So I live right in this community I'm living in now.
Okay.
How old were you when you moved to this community?
How old I was when I moved in this house?
Not in this house, but to this community, to the other house, when you left Old Town?
No, I told you when my father died, I went to Melbourne.
Yes, and then you
came back
to live with your aunt.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
she was here in this part of town, not in Old
she
Town.
She lived right over there.
Yeah,
I
that's
see.
Right.
That's
yeah.
where her house was.
Okay.
I stayed there with her till I married. And when I married, I moved in this house.
Okay.
I built this house.
I see.
I
okay.
See.
Okay. Do you remember such things as the Emancipation, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day celebrations?
We used to have parades.
Did you on New Year's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were you ever in those parades? Did kids
yeah.
did have what did you ride on wagons or?
Well, you ride on open trucks and
okay.
things like that.
Okay. Were the churches involved in the Emancipation celebrations?
Some of them was.
Okay.
It's the way back in that time, people didn't have no whole lot of cars now.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Just a very few cars
yeah.
was in Trentino.
Well, when you went somewhere, then you probably went in a horse and buggy or you
no,
walked?
No, you walked.
You walked, okay.
You walked with you.
Okay, all right. What else do you remember about the community back in those days? You had parades. At Christmas time, did people...
They go from house to house visiting.
I see, okay.
Like
did people decorate houses with lights? I know you had electricity.
Well, not as much as they do now.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because
mm-hmm. okay. they had electors.
Okay. When were you married? Do you remember?
I was married in 19... 1947.
1947. Remarried here in Fernandina?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Did you and your husband, did you ever talk about the Civil War or the problems that the black folks had with slavery? And did you ever talk about those kinds of things?
No, my husband came from North Carolina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in North Carolina?
Asheville? No, Ash.
Oh, Ash.
A-S-H,
Ash. I've never heard of Ash.
Ash, North Carolina.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And he left home when, he said he left home when he was 19.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go up there to visit with him?
No.
After? Okay.
He never went back?
He never went back.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
But I've been up there since he died.
Have you? Uh-huh.
I've been up there several times.
Some
and
of
met
his?
Met his people.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Have they ever been down here to visit?
Yes, they have visited
so
me.
You communicate with them then. Uh-huh. Okay. When you and your husband were, and you had how many children? Three? Did you have three children? Did you have fears about any problems between blacks and whites? Any racial concerns? Was there any violence around?
No, we never have had nothing like that.
Did you see the picture Rosewood? Did you know anything about Rosewood, Florida, where they had, back in the 20s, it was down over south of Cedar Key on the other side of the state. They had those terrible problems and lynching and things of that nature. You never hear about that.
No.
Okay. Did you ever hear about any problems over in the Chester Way outside of Fernandina?
They mingle over there.
Very wonderful.
Good.
I think that's
two problems.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. What was your first job? Did you work before you were married? Did you work after you were married?
Yes, I worked before I was married. I always was a seamstress.
Okay.
That's the only work I ever done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I bet.
I used to work in a pressing club after school.
A pressing club?
Yeah, dry cleaners.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay. Pardon me.
I used to work in the afternoon as a seamstress there.
Okay.
To do the sewing.
Wonderful. I bet you met lots of nice people in that kind of work, didn't you? Because they have to come in and be fitted and so forth. Okay.
Well, it's doing alterations.
Okay.
You didn't make clothes at that, not in the dry cleaners,
okay.
You just do the alterations.
Did you use the sewing machine or
electric
sewing
machine?
I bet you were good at it. I bet you.
Well, I just retired.
Did you? You've been doing it all this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you sew at home?
Well, after I had the children, then I started sewing at home.
Mm-hmm. Did you make most of the children's clothes?
Yeah. I put two girls through college.
Did you?
See, there's my daughters.
Okay.
My two daughters right there.
Was that one of them we just
girls.
And that's my son.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Was that one of your daughters we just saw there, ma'am?
That was my granddaughter.
Oh, I see. Okay. Boy, they grow up in a hurry, don't they?
Yeah.
Where are your children now?
She's in Virginia. And the one right there on the end, she's in Philadelphia. Both of them have master's degrees.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
She is a specialist in, she works in a school, librarian specialist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she was studying one time to get her doctor's degree. But
bless her heart.
I think she's still.
Tell her.
You're never too old.
Yeah.
It's
tell
a classic
her. Don't ever stop.
Right there.
Is
where,
that what you.
That's what
PhD,
he's working
PhD, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she
degree.
Was
yeah,
working
Yeah, that's
on.
Right. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's going to take me two more years to do it, but I'm going to do it. As long as you pay the bills.
What does your other daughter do?
Well, she finished college as. It was something funny. Can't think of it right this minute, but she's in the computer business.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good business to be in today.
Yeah, uh-huh. She travels for the company.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you see the girls occasionally? Do they get home?
That one, she just left. She was here for Christmas.
Was she?
That's her daughter.
I
she
see.
Stays
okay.
With me.
Okay.
And go to school.
Isn't it wonderful to have kids around at Christmas? Yeah.
How about your son? Did he go to college too?
No, he didn't want to go to college.
Was he in the service?
No.
What does he do? Is he here in Fernandina?
And he does construction work.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's in.
Well, that's nice that he's close by.
Yeah.
Is he happy? Is he happy?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's all that counts. I don't think college
he
is.
He never
for,
married.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
He's.
Well, one
his
day.
Own, you know, his life.
He's doing his own thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
One day, a young lady will walk down the street and just knock him off his feet, you know. Mm-hmm.
And my oldest daughter there, her husband, is the father of my granddaughter. He went in the, he had a problem with snowing. When you sleep at night, okay. You could hear him all over the house. You
yes.
snow tonight.
I'm one of those.
Well, you snow.
Yes.
Well, he went in the hospital to have something clipped up here in his nose
okay.
for the snowing,
uh-huh.
and he never woke up.
Oh,
oh my. Well, then let's not even think about having something like that done.
Yeah, I don't see. I told you. Well, that's a shame.
Well, some people have it done,
yes,
you know, and comes
true.
Out of it.
Yeah.
But he was given too much of
too much anesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
guilty.
That's a shame.
Oh,
that's
dear.
Terrible.
Yeah, and he was just 42 years old.
Oh, gracious.
Oh, that's a shame.
Is the other young lady married? The one in the
well,
side?
She was married.
But
she lived with her husband 1 year,
oh.
and she said married life wasn't for her.
Well, those things happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Because.
Yeah.
She said when she. She knock off from work, she could stop by a restaurant, any place, and get her a meal.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have to come in and cook and wash
uh-huh.
clothes and stuff
uh-huh.
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But she didn't like that.
Yeah.
She
didn't. Well, I tell you...
she was married to a very
nice man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we have three daughters, and they're in and out of marriage. It's just it's the way life is
so,
today,
yeah.
I guess. You know, back in the old
so
days.
So neither one of them is remarried.
I see. Yeah. Well... As long as they're happy and healthy, and you've got a beautiful granddaughter, you have one grandchild.
I have two.
Two.
My grandson lives with his mother in Philadelphia.
I see. Okay.
And she is here going to school with
I see.
Me.
She goes to high school.
No, she's
11th grade.
11th grade.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know which one was your grandpa.
The one that came in and said, "Grandma."
Oh, okay.
She was.
That
the
was
office.
The younger of the two.
Yeah, the other one, the shortest one, was
mm-hmm.
my grandpa.
We're going to ask you in a little bit the ages of your children in a moment. We'll write that all down. But I have an interesting question. Did you and your husband plan your family? Or did the kids just arrive?
Well, we were married about 2 years before my first child was born.
Okay.
When I married him, I think Lilia wants you to get that in too. My husband was captain. He was the first black captain.
Yes.
Of a Menhaden fish boat.
Okay.
For about 50 years.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
He did that full time then?
Yeah.
Did
was
he?
It his boat?
Hmm.
Was it his
no,
boat? He worked for
some company,
but he was the
okay.
captain.
Uh huh.
Okay.
See, it was,
that's wonderful.
See, my daughter bought that for him after
isn't,
he retired.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. It was, that's.
Okay.
That's the type of boat it was.
Okay.
I see.
Did many, was he a pogie fisherman or
yeah,
did he fish for other kind of fish?
For other companies.
Did he, many of the pogie fishermen went, you know, to Louisiana or up
well,
to
he did.
Follow the fish, I
yeah.
guess.
Mm-hmm.
He did that too?
We lived out in Texas for a while.
Okay.
Until I had the children.
Okay.
So, and I would rather stay home. After I had the children.
Yeah, I can understand that. Sure, it's
see,
more difficult.
Because when you go out there, you're living in houses with other people.
Yeah.
I just...
Sure, I can... Life. You owe it to the children to give them a stable
yeah.
life after. Okay. Well, that pogie fishing, from what I can understand, was very hard work.
Very hard.
They, did they make pretty good money for their effort, though?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, very good money.
Yeah.
So that part of it was worthwhile.
Yeah,
yeah okay.
by he being the captain.
Yeah.
And he worked 18 men under him on the boat.
I see.
That was a good sized
okay.
boat then, wasn't
yeah, they
it?
Were
yeah.
real large.
Okay, okay.
I think I have a picture right here. So. There you go. Thank you, Silas.
I am going to interview Neil too, so that'd be
no.
fun.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
there?
This is one of them. You see, he said Menhaden Fleet and this out of Beaufort.
Did they go up to Beaufort,
South Carolina?
To fish
uh-huh.
every
okay.
once in a while too?
Uh-huh.
From Texas to Beaufort.
I
uh-huh.
see.
And this is the fighter. This is one of the boats. And I don't know the name of that one there.
They're really big. I remember when we first moved here 10 years ago, before they remodeled the docks,
mm-hmm.
they used to have all these shrimp boats were out
yeah.
there, 3-4 abreast. They'd have to go across mm-hmm. each other to get onto the outer ones. And now there aren't nearly as many.
Well, he fished from Apskins, New York, to Texas.
All the way around the Gulf. So he was gone after the children were born. He was gone for many, many months, I guess, huh?
Yes, and let's see. And I put his license on. I put him somewhere so I could show him to him. Was back there. Right.
U.S. Merchant Marine Officer Neil Frink. Master of uninspected motor fishing vessels of not over 500 gross tons, not over 50 miles offshore and tributary waters from Eastport, Maine to Port Isabel, Texas. Isn't that wonderful?
That's a lot of area to cover, isn't
yeah.
it?
Did
yeah.
you see? Who owned the boat now? Were there companies that had the boats and then they hire him as a...
This one was from the United States Navy.
Certificate from the Eastern Sea Frontier is awarded to Neil Frink in recognition of his patriotic service as a confidential observer in Atlantic waters during World War II. Oh boy. Was this before the children were born? 40? When were
this one.
Yeah, this is World War II, so.
Well, yes.
When were the children were born after?
My first, she was born in 49.
So it was after the war then,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to frame this.
Yes, you should.
Because it's getting loose.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, they do wonderful things with parchment today. Maybe they can straighten that out and
uh-huh.
clean it up a little bit. That'd be wonderful. But he didn't own the boat. He
no,
was elected.
It was different companies.
Different companies owned the boat. He's the captain. He hired the crew.
Yeah, he hired the crew.
Yeah. Did you ever go out on the boat with them? I mean, did you ever go out while they were fishing? Were you allowed
mm-hmm.
to do that?
No, they didn't allow them on the boat.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's see. How was the law kept around Fernandina? Did they have a police force? Did they have a sheriff?
Yeah.
A sheriff.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did they treat people fair? White and black. I mean, did people respect the police force back in those days?
Well, yes, it was pretty fair.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty fair.
I've got some miscellaneous questions here I wanted to ask you. I started to ask about the Emancipation Proclamation. That was celebrated on New Year's Day,
mm-hmm.
and the churches were involved. Was there anything else, parades, that happened in the community on that day? Did the kids know what Lincoln did on January 1863? Did they understand it? I mean, did they understand what the Emancipation Proclamation was all about?
I don't know whether they did or not.
Yeah. That's like today, you talk to kids about World War II, and they knew there was one, but they don't know anything about it. Yeah, that was the proclamation that Lincoln issued on January 1st, 1863. That in effect freed the slaves.
Well, I think the kids were more into the parade.
Parades,
than, yeah.
Okay.
Or what it was all about. I don't think it.
How about the churches? Did they help maybe to try to have the kids understand what that day was all about? Did they?
Yeah, they had services.
And then they explained to the children
yeah.
what it was all about. Okay. I was talking to someone in a little interview the other day, and they mentioned work gangs in town, prisoners, I guess, that used to, you know, shovel dirt and rocks and things like that. Do you remember?
Phosphate, I think they were
talking. Yeah, do you remember prisoners working in gangs doing work around the community at all?
I know they had prisoners here.
Yeah.
Because the jail was right over
there. I see. You don't remember them being out in the community working, you know, doing things for the community, okay?
Well, now, we did have a phosphate plant here. Now, they could have worked over there, but I wouldn't know anything about it.
Yeah, okay. Back in the early 1900s in Florida, the counties didn't have much money, probably like today, you know, what they had, they wasted. But the counties used to, if they had a prisoner in a county jail or the city jail, they would lease these prisoners to companies to do work, and the company would pay the county for the work that the prisoner did. Did you ever hear of any of that? It was called convict leasing.
No.
Never?
But I know my husband could go to the jail, and like if some of his men got put in jail over the weekend, he could go there and get them out.
I see.
And
okay.
They would work on the boat, and then they would have to sleep in the jail, but he could get them out and work them in the daytime, and then take them back to jail.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I wonder, did he have to pay the city to take these fellows out?
They didn't charge him anything.
Yeah, okay. They did a lot of that around this part of Florida, and I just wondered if they ever did. It's the way if the county arrested me and put me in jail, and you owned a company and you needed some help, you could lease me from the county and then take me back. It was called convict leasing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's the way it was, but...
Okay. How about the NAACP? It was formed in 1910, 1911 maybe. Do you remember the...
That was for my time.
But...
Grandma, I read that we went to a post office.
Back in those days, do you remember, I don't know when the NAACP came to Fernandina. I know John L. Prelew was president for a while, but are you familiar in your earlier days of them being active in the community?
Well, it always has been kind of active.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Way back, we had several people that was president before Prelew came to Fernandina. He came to Fernandina, but it was people here that was active in that.
Do you know anything about the work they did? I mean, they obviously did a lot of fine things for black people, but do you know, were you familiar with what they were doing around Fernandina?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Did they ever have meetings, NAACP?
Yes,
did
yes.
you go and did
no,
you?
No, I never was a member of
okay.
it.
Oh, you had to be a member to attend?
Yeah, you joined.
I see, okay, okay. I was talking a little bit about the area down where 2nd and 3rd Street is today. A person not too long ago told me that was kind of a black business area.
Yes, it
was. Do you remember any of the businesses down there? Did you ever go down?
No.
Yeah. Was it just because it was a long way and you had too far to walk? Or?
No, it wasn't so far because we used to walk to town and back, and it was just right a couple of blocks off of Center Street.
Okay. Was it maybe that your aunt didn't want you down in that part
of town? I wasn't that type of person.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that there were other things down there other than prostitutes and so forth, but...
Well, it was like nightclubs and things
like that. I see, bars and sailors and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
That wasn't my type of life.
Well,
we thought perhaps there were stores and things down there too.
No, it was all African Americans.
I see, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last question I have for you is, did you ever travel out into the county beyond Chester? Are you familiar? Did you get as far as places like Callahan or Hilliard, or was that too far away?
Oh, I have visited. Not when I was young, because just like I said, people didn't have cars.
Yeah.
You had to walk, mostly walk.
Did you have a horse and buggy here at all?
Some people did.
You didn't have one?
No.
So that's why you didn't get around very much, I guess. Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, that pretty well finishes the questions I had. Is there anything running through your mind that you think might be of interest to people who are reading about the history of Nassau County that maybe we haven't talked about?
No, not as I know of.
Okay.
It was a book there on the coffee table in South Trust Bank. One day I had to wait to see someone I wanted to see at the desk. And I was reading. It was a lot in that book about Old Town.
Okay.
But I haven't seen that book there. I don't know who that book had belonged to.
Was it the South Trust down here on...
No, South Trust.
Right up here by St. Peter's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was a book there.
Well, I wonder if it was the old Center Street book, kind of a beige cover, and it was about that big?
Yeah, and about that thick.
Oh, no. The one I'm thinking of was not that thick. It was just a little thin.
No, it was a thick. I don't know who that book was.
I'll have to go in
and ask about it sometime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
And I sat there and read, they had a lot in that book about Old Town.
I'll see if we can't find it. I'll go. Certainly somebody who works in the bank might know about it.
Yeah, know about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you know the Good Shepherd Church down the hill from St. Peter's?
Uh-huh.
Did you know anybody who went there?
Well, where the little one is now?
Yeah, right. Down the hill from the big one.
It used to be over on the other street.
Where the cemetery is.
Yes.
Well, it was somewhere behind that. But when they discontinued, it was an old building. When they discontinued and they built this new place for them, they never did have service in there.
No, they didn't.
They all went up to
the beach. What happened in those days was that was the original St. Peter's Church. And it was originally over in the cemetery. And during the Civil War, as many people died from disease as from gunshot and stuff. They started burying the soldiers around the church. And after the war was over, people came back to claim their church. And they found out that it was people visited, buried there. So they moved the church over to the city block where the church is now, right behind that little building they built.
Mm-hmm.
And when they condemned the building, the city condemned it in the 60s because it was old, it was 107 years old. They started to build the new church there.
Uh-huh.
And the bishop refused to consecrate it. He said, "I want both the blacks and the whites to worship together." That's what happened. So they never did use the newer small building as a church.
Uh-huh. They all went into the
big church up. They called it the big church up the hill, and the people, the white folks in the big church, used to call Good Shepherd the little church down the hill.
Mm-hmm. They use that building for something, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's an office now.
Uh-huh.
It's a church office.
And they have used it.
Yeah, but the bishop refused to allow them to continue to be separate. He said, "We're all going to be together."
Well, there was such a few of the blacks then.
Small number of people at Good Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
I read a
as
letter.
As far as I can remember now.
Yeah. I read a letter a few years ago written by a gentleman named Batiste, who I think was a mortician.
Batiste.
And he talked a little bit about some of the history there. But okay. Well, those are all the questions I have, and can you think of anything else that would be of interest that you've experienced in your life and around Fernandina?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, honey, you can turn that off now.
All right.
We've got